St. Patrice Chocholsky, I'm a priest of the Diocese of Balears, but working here in Marseille as director of the Catholic Institute of the Mediterranean, which was founded by Cardinal Avelin as he was a priest 31 years ago. The manifesto of the for theology from the Mediterranean has arisen from a network constituted by networks of the Mediterranean. As a matter of fact, we were many theologians working on theology for the Mediterranean, because this is our context. And we were working alone in our French network, in our Croatian network, Italian network, and other networks. And thanks to Pope Francis' talk in Naples in 2019, stimulating us to work together in network all around the Mediterranean, we have tried to get in touch and to try to see whether there was something interesting to see in other networks around the five rivers of the Mediterranean. The first meeting was between Marseille and Naples, and we found that we had a lot to share, to grow together with our singularities. And then we got contact with the northern river of Africa, with Rabat, the Mouafaka. In Rabat, one of our theologians became director of the studies in Mouafaka, Christophe Roucou. Then we got contact. We had also a laboratory for inclusive citizenship, and working with searchers from all rivers, from El Cairo, from Rabat, from Morocco, from Lebanon, from Istanbul, from Romanian, from Catalonia, from Spain, all over Mediterranean. See, and all these networks came together 1 year ago, and we just asked ourselves, is it possible to give an answer to Pope Francis' call? Is it possible to work together? And there was a first conviction 1 year ago. It will be possible as far as we dialogue with each other and as far as we try to think the Christian faith with a theology that would not be an office theology, but a theology that not coming only from an individuality, one person, but together. And so we had a lot of meetings together in presence, also through Zoom conferences, many. And in this text, the manifesto, we remember for each sentence the place where we were, the faces we had in front of each other. And so it is a theology coming out from a dialogue. And also, we can say it, all of these theologians are also committed with realities, also with the streets, with the people of the streets, some of them with the migrants, some of them with interdisciplinary research or also transdisciplinary. All of them are committed also with cultural centers all around Mediterranean. And so we tried to just to, well, and we are now convinced that we need a relational theology to listen to each context, to each river, to each problematics of the people, to the singularities of everybody. And we got also the awareness, the consciousness that, because we have been also arguing, yes, between the rivers, we had not the same point of view, thanks to God. and we discovered that we had to ex-center ourselves to find the Mediterranean as our, not center, but our place where to dialogue. And so we had also to listen to others, to listen, to dialogue, and we found that the logos, the word of the theologia, the logos is a dialogos. It is a logos that is in the in-between, the logos that is helping us to become men and women. So it is an incarnated word making us incarnate. And we understood that not working in a network together in dialogue, we would risk to excarnate the word, the logos. And so this is very beautiful because our conviction in the manifest coming from the Mediterranean is that God is dialogue and that the dialogue is the place of God. And that's very rich because it's encouraging everybody to commit himself, herself in dialogue for, well, in any dialogue. Myself, looking at that, I would say that it's not an exaggeration. I adore dialogue because this is the place of God, of the dialogical God, the Trinitarian God. I am in presence of him when I dialogue with anybody in a true and authentic way.
So, in fact, you are responding to what Pope Francis has been asking as theologians. And you have rightly said it's not a theology of the office, it comes from many people. Maybe you could say a little bit more. First, what exactly is this theology of the Mediterranean? And secondly, how do those who are from other faiths, how are they participating?
So this theology from the Mediterranean is dialogical. So we know we are just beginning our navigation. We had some common codes to go further, and other people of other faiths, like a Muslim theologian yesterday, like a young girl participating to our meeting of 50 theologians here in Marseille, coming from Haifa, just they told, wow, it is your Christian faith in inspiring this, but we should be able to have some such manifesto from the Jewish faith or from the from the Muslim faith, theology of the Mediterranean, inspired by our creeds, but that could become compatible as you do with dialogue, so that it may grow together, coming from different faiths. And it would be very useful, they said, for education, because we could have compatible narrations. So to narrate, to recite to our faith in dialogue, not fighting, but growing together in our singularities.
Lastly, tomorrow, this is being launched, the manifesto. What would you like to see going forward? How will this spread? How will this be incarnated within the Mediterranean, this theology? Particularly also, secondly, bearing in mind that you have invited a lot of young people to participate.
Yes, yesterday this was our question, how it is generative, generativo, generates. So how will we start sharing, so first with our institutes, our universities, then also with our seminaries, the priests, so on, the seminarians, with our cultural centers. An agnostic working with us told, I am just sharing this manifesto all over. My friends, they are just wondering that I am telling them something of theology. They didn't know that I would get interested in that. But it gives meaning to my life, to what I am working in, to my relations. And with this kind of theology, I am also happy to give an account of my faith, of what I am living for. So this is how we intend to share it. You can find it on the website of the Institut Catholique de la Méditerranée. You will find it in French, Italian, English, Croatian and Arabic already. And from Sunday or Monday, you will find it also in Hebrew, Catalan, in Spanish, and also in other languages like Occitan and so on.
Congratulations and all the best. Thank you very much for speaking
to
us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.